Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dan's rolling his eyes.
The problem is
that you're not there. You don't have it.
Let's go to Jeff.
Time for Dan.
I like her. She's super sweet.
It's really
I feel
nice.
Bad. She's just trying to be fair, and she just doesn't. You know, if she says, "Let's go to Jeff," then you're like, "What's going on here?"
I think it's more. I would rather be anywhere else in the world than having to organize this Zoom call.
How about let's go to Andy?
Oh,
instead of let's go to Andy.
I don't know. Let's go to Jeff.
The last one of every press conference is, and let's go to Dan.
This has to be the same way that people felt when they had to do Zoom calls with their grandparents and have a bunch of their friends on there.
You get to. If you don't get to, it's too bad. You've lost your grandparents. What are you talking about?
Bro, how many FaceTimes?
You got to flip the phone. No, the other button. Nope, now I see nose hair. Okay, pull it away.
No, you're missing the big one. Do you know how many conversations I've had with my mother's ear?
Yes. That's what I feel like that...
Mom, come on, man.
That's what I feel like she's dealing with and why she sounds that
I'm
way.
I'm just happy she knows how to use a smartphone. She knows
agreed.
How to text.
Agreed.
Call waiting can be a hazard.
Call waiting?
I'll just leave it alone.
What... Between us or between other people?
No, you're talking about your mother's.
Oh. Why?
Call waiting can be hazardous.
What do you say? Hang on the line for a second and then...
No.
What?
No. If you're the person who's not calling in and somebody's calling in and it freaks out your parent...
Oh.
Never a fun experience.
The other one
not is... Not that I've experienced that any time since yesterday.
I like the family conference call. Oh, you're with your sister. Where are you guys at? Mom, she's home. What do you mean? Forget about it. We're standing right next to each other. It's all good.
Stefanski's press conference coming up at 1:30. We'll make sure we get
you just did it.
Did you like the way I dropped that in there?
At 1:30.
I did that on purpose.
Is that what time it's at? 1:30? I thought it was now.
Let's go to Steve.
It's at 1:30.
Yep. Very excited.
I've been telling everybody all dang day that it's at 1:30.
Steve,
do you ever listen to our show?
You know what? On Friday,
Dano,
I said...
does he ever listen to our show?
No, he downloads. He downloads, but doesn't listen, and we are appreciative of his
downloads. It's better for us because we get more credit, I think,
exactly.
If I download the show. So, but no, it's okay. On Friday, I said we were on from 10 to 1 or something like that. Was that Friday I did that?
Might have been something like that.
I don't know. We got a free meal out of the deal, so it was worth it.
How long have you been doing this show?
14 years.
Steve, you're on mute. Can you take yourself off of mute?
14 years. I've spent more time with you than anyone else in my family for my entire life, now that I think about it.
Steve, your mic's not on. Can you turn your mic on?
If you think about that, isn't that scary? You've spent more time in a room with me than anyone else in your family.
We talk a lot, dude.
That's why when 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm like, see you, and you're like, see you later. You know, and then we got to do this again the next day.
Whenever that is.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I love you like a brother.
Yes. A brother you want to
beat up
with.
We may never talk again.
That's not true. You know what's going to happen? We're going to meet at 4 o'clock for dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
We're going to complain about something.
And go, you guys suck.
I can't believe what you said about that quarterback battle back in 2025.
Oh, God.
You're the one that wanted Johnny Manziel.
Dylan Gabriel's still short. Okay, thanks. Jackson Oberlin. Hello, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Kevin's coming up at 1:30, Jack.
Hi, guys. I was thinking I really only see two ways the rest of the season pans out. Either Shador keeps improving and we maybe have something, maybe no QB in the draft, or this is a fluke and we're back to QB watch. But if we don't take a QB, we got two first-round picks. If we can pick up a left tackle and, say, a Carnell Tate, the offense could look good next year. Shocking.
Okay.
Jack,
I'll buy it.
I can't argue with a thing you said.
I would love for Shedeur Sanders to work out so that if they want to go into next season, they don't feel the pressure of having to draft a quarterback, then take your top pick, split it off again, drop back two spots, get somebody else's first, get another first for the next year. You'll still have two firsts for this year.
A little bit of news, gentlemen, coming down courtesy of Bengals coach Zach Taylor, who tells reporters that Joe Burrow should be anticipated of him playing.
On
Joe
Thursday.
Burrow, anticipate him playing, but no official determination.
That's Thursday. They play, is it Baltimore?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think they play Baltimore on Thanksgiving Day. It's the night game, too.
We should be the fan game.
If we want to get to that 12%, we should be rooting for the Bengals this week.
Absolutely should.
We want to get to that 12%. They only have to win out to get to 12%, just so you know.
And you want the Browns
to win. According
to
the New York Times and The Athletic.
Yeah. If
it's not dead, dream's not dead.
No, the dream's not dead. I keep looking at this thing. There are so many little factors. I hate to look ahead because we just had a really fun game against the Raiders and they won and there's some optimism and things. And I keep thinking if Deshaun and Shedeur and Dylan in any combination can hold down the fort next year, and see maybe if something really good happens with one of those guys at quarterback and you don't take one next year and you can maybe even trade, you know, for 2027. There's just all kinds of things in play here.
Also, Zach Taylor has ruled T. Higgins out, Trey Hendrickson out for Thursday's game.
T. Higgins went up and was pass interference and he was kind of body slammed by accident to the turf when he went up for a ball. But it was a pass interference penalty, and he smashed his head on that turf down there in Cincinnati. Bob is in Cleveland. Hello, Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call. I have been calling for like the last 3 years begging to fire Kevin Stefanski. Okay, that was just regardless of what's going on now, right?
Okay.
We had a great win. Everything was kind of all right. But my question to you guys was if Shedeur comes back in, I mean, he starts and Gabriel's ready, do they split the reps now? Like,
no.
Like if so,
you think they're going to split? I don't
all
think they
Shedeur
would.
Shedeur then, right?
It would be if Shedeur – well, here's the thing. He's got to make Shedeur the starter over Gabriel. That's the trick. Like I said yesterday, he didn't say anything. Jeff brought up a great point, though. Well, first, before we even get there, he's got to get cleared out of concussion protocol. So if he doesn't get cleared, the decision is made for Kevin. He doesn't have to say a word. It's Shedeur next week, and that's easy, right?
Correct.
It's easy. So the difficult part – becomes if Gabriel's out of concussion protocol. I'm telling you, our phone lines will probably burn to the ground if Kevin decides to go with Gabriel instead of Sanders this week. I don't know how you could do that after what we watched last week. You have to give this guy another shot. They're both rookies.
Right, but with that being said, if Shedeur is starting,
yep,
will Gabriel be getting reps then? You see what I mean?
As the backup?
I'm just trying
to... No, as the backup, I would say no.
Well, let me give you a scenario where maybe he would. When Flacco was the starter here, we knew Flacco didn't need all the reps because Joe's been around 18 years, and
right.
Dylan got some first-team reps because they were planning at some point to play Dylan.
Right.
Right.
And then when Dylan got the first team, was named the starter, he got all the first team reps because they were trying to get a rookie up and ready to go.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be the same thing?
I agree with you. Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
No, stop. It's not. And I say it for this reason. Wow. I personally would give Shador all the first team reps because let's let him build on what he did.
Based on your theory of Gabriel, I would do that.
The difference is that Joe Flacco was an 18-year vet and didn't need all the reps.
Totally agree with that.
Now this, you did start Dylan, and I'm just trying to justify it if that's what they do. They did start Dylan. They still want him to develop this year, and they want Shador to develop this year, and you want to get them both ready.
Oh, Bob, I'm totally with you on this.
I just said ready. I am too. I would personally give Shador all the reps.
I got news. But, and Bob, you tell me what you think of this too, because if we were in the scenario where Dylan didn't get any, well, I'm sorry, where Shador didn't get any reps because they wanted to get a rookie ready in Gabriel, then why wouldn't it be the other way around when Sanders starts?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, it's
just that maybe in their plan, they're trying to get them both up to speed. Bob,
I think you have to have some level of consistency, and the level of consistency, yes.
You would have to. And this is the direction that I want y'all to see where I've been for 3 years. You know what I'm saying?
Consistency.
So all right, just Bob. Showing, I mean, he's a good coach, a good assistant coach, or a good college coach. He is not an NFL coach.
Well, the voters those 2 years would disagree with you, but that's okay. That call was classic Bob.
I'm thrilled the Browns won, and yet we still have people who want to blowtorch the coach.
I know.
Fantastic.
I'm so tired of hearing about practice reps. I know.
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
I know they're a big deal. I know it, but oh my God. Can we just like embrace the fact that they won a game and Shador did a nice job and deserves to play again next week? Can we just embrace that?
I feel for you, but I just thought it was inexcusable to have a number two quarterback that had zero reps with the first team offense, who was a rookie, and you had two rookies.
The situation
was unique, and that is why, and I know there aren't a million reps out there, but they needed to have him ready for just some, rather than playing with the hungry dogs at the end, he needed to play with the regular dogs.
So
that he could understand what it's like.
Did you get that trademarked yet?
No, that's him. That's Shador.
That's Stefanski.
No, that's Shador.
How many times have you screamed, why can't this team be normal and do what everybody else does?
They don't.
Now you're screaming for them to do something different than every other team is doing.
No, my point is you have two quarterbacks with unbelievably no experience. You better get him a couple reps so they know the guy's name when they go into the huddle. That's all I'm asking. You don't need to be like, wow, Ethan Posick. You know, it's funny. We work in the same building, but yet I've never been on the same floor as him.
My hands have never been under your butt.
This is crazy. Hi. Nice to see you. I mean, come on. That's the first snappy. Shador was a kid in the candy store.
Dan, he didn't even hear me.
No, he didn't.
I heard it.
He didn't hear me.
He was too busy ranting.
He didn't hear me.
That was good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Brian's in Stowe. Brian, you got about 30 seconds, and we got to get to break for
Kevin.
All
right, real quick. I'm just going to say it real fast. This is back to your percentages and so forth and something Wyatt Teller mentioned. Give us the Bengals game. Give us the Vikings game. Give us showing up for the Jets game, all the crap aside, all three of those, put those three wins, add them onto the Browns right now, and look at the playoff picture. Granted, a lot of the other teams stink, but just put those three wins, Bengals, Vikings, and Jets. Just that simple. And I don't care about all the quarterback fiasco. I don't care about Shador. I don't care about the other things. You're the Browns. You're supposed to come out and win.
You'd be 6-5 and tied for first place in the division, Brian.
Well, there's where you're at.
Yep.
And so that's my point. And, I mean, you talk about Deshaun. I don't understand quarterback, all this politics. We're an embarrassment. I believe me, I have a youth Browns team in Massachusetts for the last 5-6 years. It's very winning. How about winning? a kick, the Vikings game, those just three wins.
Yeah, but that happens, Brian.
Oh, I want to know his you're right. His youth team in Massachusetts. I need the record.
They're the Hungry Dogs. Kevin coming up at 1:30.
I need the record.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.